So this morning we're going to look at giving thanks. So if you have your Bibles with you this morning, turn with me to Psalm 100, and we're gonna look at verse 4, and then we'll be kind of bouncing around a little bit. But check out what this verse says. It's very, very interesting. I love this concept. It says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise." What does that mean? Why do we enter with thanksgiving? Well, let me try to put it like this. Let's say I'm in the church and you walk in and I just walk up to you and say, "Hey, I need you to start blah 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 blah," and I give you kind of a list of things to do. I would imagine that you'd be like me and say, "What?" Well, we're willing to serve, right? Like, he didn't say hi or anything. Do you follow me this morning? We need to come into the Lord's presence. Listen, everybody's got a list, right? A prayer list. And whether you have a physical list or not, we all have needs. We all have things that we're going through, that we're dealing with. Lord might be working on the inside of us, and I believe that he is. But before you bring all that, because it's there. Everybody's got some of that. But before you bring that, the psalmist writes, "Hey, when you enter his presence, come. When you enter his gates, make sure you're coming with thanksgiving." In other words, back to the scenario, "Oh, good morning. How are you doing? Man, it's good to see you. Hey, would you mind to," right? Instead of, "Hey, get to it." You see the difference. And man, it's really healthy for us to remember who God is. How do we remember who God is? Well, we remind ourselves. Or, like we just did, we sang along with songs that helped us remember some of the things about who God is. Right? Scripture also helps, as we know. "Enter his gates with thanksgiving." I'm going to ask you guys to practice with me for a second. Try it out. We'll see how well you do. Just say this: "Thank you." That wasn't that bad, was it? That wasn't hard. And listen, I know most of you are doing that already, but some of you got to learn this one. "Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you." And then it goes out from there. It starts there with the Lord, and then we can be thankful to other people for a variety of things. "Lord, thank you. Thank you for you. Thank you for the cross. Thank you." We can thank him. Listen, that prayer could go on for a while. Couldn't it? "Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise." Now there is a difference between thanksgiving and praise, but I feel like they're so intertwined that it's hardly, my brain has a hard time dividing the two. Okay, because whenever I'm given thanks, then I'm led into praise. And whenever I praise, then I'm saying, "Oh, thank you, Lord, because you did this and you did that." Okay, and so we do well to remember this, that this is an action. Any doers in the house? Yeah, some of you are doers. And if you're not, that's okay. But what I'm saying is, this is an action. This is something that we get to do. We get to turn back and say, "God, thanks." And I think that he expects it. Remember there was 10 lepers that came to Jesus, and he sent them all away to go to see the priest to be pure. He was going to examine them to see that they were purified. One out of the 10 came back and said, "Jesus, hey man, thanks a lot. That was awesome." And Jesus said, "Weren't there 10? Come to think of it, yeah. Give thanks to him and praise his name. We do well to remember that. Let's look at the next verse in Psalm 105, verse 1. "Give thanks to the Lord." There it is again, okay? I know some of this is being a little redundant, but stick with me. Give thanks to the Lord, but look at what it says, and proclaim his greatness. Proclaim his greatness. Excuse me. Isn't he great? If you think anybody else is great, God is greater. I promise. If you put him in the ring, I know who's going to win. Because the psalm tells us that God is invincible in battle. Right? He never loses. Some of you are asleep this morning. That was a really good time for an amen. Don't say it. He never loses, church. It doesn't count if I have to beg for it. Come on. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness because he is great. I don't even think we have a clue how great he is. How strong, how powerful he is. We do have a clue because many of us have been forgiven. That gives us a real good clue. But I wonder how much we limit him the rest of the time. And something about this, the next sentence in on the screen shows us, I think that thanks should be out loud. And praise is an out loud thing. I'm not saying screaming at the top of your lungs kind of thing. It could be. It's okay. But look at the next line. Let the whole world know what he's done. Nobody's going to know if you're doing it in your mind and in your heart of hearts. Right? Are you with me? You say, thank you, Lord. Nobody else can hear you. Then guess what? You haven't proclaimed his greatness. I mean, you've acknowledged him, and that's a good thing. But I think there's a second part to it that's saying, hey, because praise is kind of showing off who God is. Praise is kind of saying, my God's better than your God.
Pastor Chad, I've got a praise that'll fit right in there with that.
Yeah?
When Rebecca and Matthew were little, when they were living over in the trailer, there was this gentleman named Johnny Miller. And when Laura wasn't doing so good sometimes, and maybe she had a little more to drink than what she should, or maybe she had to run somewhere and was gone longer than what she should, there was this guy named Johnny Miller that loved his two sisters.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Let's pray for Georgia right now. Georgia, can you raise your hands up to heaven? Church, extend your hand toward Georgia, and we're going to be praying for her. They've got a situation they need the Lord to move in, as well as her son's body. Father, we just come on behalf of Georgia and Johnny. God, I know that you're big enough. And Lord, I think you've just been waiting for a time to flex your muscle in her life. I'm so glad to see her again this morning, God. Holy Spirit, I ask that you move right now in that situation, in her life, in her heart. God, provide what she needs. move in the situation. Touch Johnny's body. God, we give you the praise. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. And all God's people said, yes. Praise God. He's awesome. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Notice that we're not proclaiming our greatness. We're proclaiming his greatness because he's incredible. He's amazing. He never loses a battle. Let the whole world know what he's done. Again, it's kind of a showing off of who God is. It's a bragging on God. That's when it's okay to brag. Because you can't say anything that God can't do. He's awesome. He's awesome. Let's look at the next one. Psalm 30, verse 11 and 12. The psalmist writes, you have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. God done anything for you? You bet he has. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy. And on the next one, verse 12, that I might sing praises to you. That I might sing praises to you and not be silent. God expects our praise. He expects us to turn back and say, thank you. You're the one who did that. You helped me. You were with me in all of that, and I give you praise for it. I thank you for being with me. It's important, church, and not just in November, but all throughout the year, may we remember, may we recognize who God is in our life. He goes on to say, oh, Lord, my God, I will give you thanks today or tomorrow. He says forever. So it shouldn't get old. It shouldn't get old to praise God and give him thanks, right? Don't let it get old. Matter of fact, get more bold and more loud with it. That would have been another good time to amen the pastor. Psalm 106, verse 1. God does amazing things. In salvation, he forgives us of the sin that we committed. Nobody else made us do those things. Isn't that awesome? He is gracious. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. He chose to forgive us, didn't he? He chose, and I love it because if you read through the New Testament, you'll find that the scripture says that Jesus was slain before the world began. In other words, now Jesus hadn't already gone to the cross, but the decision had already been made. God was saying, I'm going to create mankind and they're going to mess up. And Jesus may have piped up and said, it's okay, I'll take care of it. Amen. I'll take care of it. Father, I'll go. Won't that work? Yeah. Yeah, that'll work. I love it. God chose to do that even before we had done any wrong, before we were, let me use the word, lovable. Sometimes we're not, don't feel very lovable, do we? God chose to do that. Talk about goodness. He chose to forgive us. He chose to send his son to die on the cross. Wow. His faithful love endures forever. God's love? You doubt his love for you? Listen to that. His faithful love endures forever. God is not quick to get mad. He is not quick to say, that's it, fine. Matter of fact, I believe that he's patient. I believe that he's slow in bringing judgment because he wants more to come into a relationship with him. He is good and his love endures forever. Amen. Amen. Psalm 109, verse 30. But I will give repeated thanks to the Lord. not a one-time thing. I heard the story of one married couple. The wife was kind of complaining that her husband never told her that he loved her. And when it was brought up to the husband, he said, "Well, I told you the day we got married." However many years that was before, right? Husbands, they need to know a little bit more often than that. And that day that we surrender our life to Jesus isn't the only day that we turn and give him thanks. Isn't to be the only day that we praise him and honor him. We repeat that. We do that again and again and again. Guess what? Why? Because he's worthy. He's beyond worthy. He's wonderful. He's great. He's incredible. He's awesome. His name is above every other name. That's why we praise him, because nobody can compare to him. But I will give repeated thanks to the Lord, praising him to everyone. You know what? People will start picking up on that if you'll do it. People around you will start picking up on that if you will just begin to praise the Lord. You know, I think it's okay even to praise the Lord when you hit your thumb when you're working or stub your toe. I think it's good. I think it's fitting to do it even then. It's not like you stub your toe and you say, "Oh, thank you, Jesus, that I stubbed my toe." I think it's a little bit different. It's thank you, Jesus, that even though I stubbed my toe, you're still God. And on top of that, Lord, I bring you into my situation. I just want to focus on you again. When, you know what, you might want to do or say whatever when you stub your toe. That hurts. But God's incredible. He deserves our praise, church. He deserves us to turn back and give him thanks. Doesn't he? I'm going to give you a time here in a moment. We're going to take some time to practice. I'm going to invite my wife up here in just a moment. And then I have one more verse to go over. Then we're going to practice together. And I would love to raise the roof. In other words, I'd love for us to get loud. Be loud and proud for our Lord. Proud to praise him. And to give him honor. Emily, go ahead and come on up and get yourself ready. Ephesians 5, verse 20. And give thanks. This one is rather broad. Give thanks for everything. Everything. The good, the bad, and the ugly, right? Give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We got to give thanks, because some of the time we learn so much more in the difficult times than we do in the good, easy times. We don't learn as much in the easy times as we do in those difficult times. And I think that God's in the business of helping us to grow and become more like his son Jesus. Isn't that exciting? Yay, bad times, difficult times. It's not exactly that. It's God's going to be with us. He's going to be right there with us. Who are we walking with? Do we believe or don't we? He's going to be walking with us. Maybe some of the time we'll be on his shoulder. Let's just walk with him and let's turn around and say, "Lord, thank you. That journey looked rough, but you carried me through the whole thing. That was awesome. You did great." Right? He's awesome. So, my wife's going to lead us. I just want to, my challenge to you this morning, let's practice that. Let's give God some praise. Listen, I'm the guy, I don't feel like I'm praising him if I don't raise my hands. Now, with that being said, that's not to say that you can't praise him without doing that. Some of the time I sit and I just kind of wait in his presence. But I like to praise. I like to raise my hands. And so I'm just going to invite you to the front this morning. If you're not comfortable with that, that's okay. But at the same time, there's something about stepping out. There's something about, okay, fine, I'll do it. I'll go. Because you know what? Your seat's comfortable. Jesus isn't calling you to comfortable. He's calling you to give him praise. He's calling you to follow him. He's calling you deeper. Let's give him praise for who he is. What do you say? Step on out. Thank you, Lord.